It is a Saturday morning on the mighty 790 KFGO, a Saturday morning of the McFeely garage sale. Yesterday and today. Now, you know, depending what the weather and everything else, they're always dependent on the weather. But yeah, so we're supposed to be having the McFeely garage sale the second day of it today. So if you're up in Oakport Township, Doug Lear of North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and you're looking for some clothes that might fit an 8-year-old girl, stop on in.
That's it. Just 8-year-old girl. That's, none of your stuff is for. I missed kind of the show this week.
I don't have anything.
Oh, you've got nothing left.
No, I mean, I don't.
Nothing worth value. No, nothing anybody would pay 50 cents for?
Nothing anybody would pay 50 cents for, but it's very valuable to me. See, I don't buy anything.
Right.
Or at least I think I don't buy anything. I buy food and a couple of cold beers once in a while. And if I need a different golf club or fishing pole, I buy that as I need it. Other than that, I'm wearing the same clothes I had for 10, 11 years. Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, isn't it, to get to that stage of life?
Yep, I don't wear underwear, so I'm fine there.
Wow, really? Didn't need to know that. I can guarantee you that much. And I don't think there's any listener out there that is probably going to, you know, grab the podcast and say, McFeely doesn't wear...
It was a joke.
Oh.
It's just, I was just making a wisecrack.
That's good.
So turn back on your radios if you turn it off after hearing that. And
so what's, again, maybe some people also listening didn't catch the show earlier this week. So what's your role in the family garage sale? I mean, are
None.
You the cashier?
Nope. I stay out of it.
Or are you even allowed on the premise?
Nope.
Gone?
Well, I mean, I can be allowed on the premise, but when Michelle and Emma are setting the thing up, I'm just best to just stay out of it as far as possible.
Oh.
I went and picked up tables from a friend, borrowed a bunch of big, you know, banquet type tables.
Nice.
And set those up, which takes 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Other than that, I just said, it's your deal. If you need help or you need whatever, I mean, let me know. But so far, they haven't said anything to me, so I'm going to
Did
play
Michelle
golf
say
going
go
fishing.
Fish? Did she? Get out of the house, go fishing, go golfing.
Not exactly, but I'm taking it that that's what she said. I read that in her.
Yeah.
When she said, oh, you're going to help me, I took that as, go ahead and go fishing.
Go ahead and go fishing.
It's a different translation, you know? Yeah.
Do you, I know, was it Memorial Weekend that you went fishing with Michelle? You took her up to
Devil's Lake, yep.
Do you like to fish with your spouse? Are you just saying that to be polite? Does she like to fish with you?
No. Yes, she does, yeah.
She does, really?
It's a different thing. I enjoy taking both Emma and Michelle fishing. They have fun. We just have fun. It's not a...
Right.
Well, I, as with everything else in life, I take things way too seriously. So if I go fishing with myself or with my buddies, then I'm on the grind because I want to catch fish and I want to, you know, be that guy who takes my buddies fishing and they have the time of their lives. And so I'm stomping around the boat and making sure everything is just so. When I go with the ladies, I just kind of kick back and say, whatever, just catch some sunshine and turn on the radio. And when we're done, we're going to go grab a burger or pizza somewhere and have some fun.
Nice. That's good. See, I try... And I don't think my wife likes to spend time outdoors with me, and I don't want to spend time outdoors with my... The thing that I do... Not I love my wife.
Apparently not.
I do. No, I do. Trust me. I love my wife. But when it comes to the outdoors, I like to take the kids because I don't get a lot of time with just me and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm into bug spray, and I'm into sunscreen. I'm into safety. I mean, my daughter did fall in Woodhaven Pond when she was 3 years old, but she just got her feet wet. I mean, I make sure that I know that if I take three kids fishing, I need to come home with three kids, and they can't be sunburned.
Did they take her away for a week from you? Was there a restraining order? Is that was that that time when you were talking about how tough it was because you were away from your... No, I'm just kidding again.
Yeah, let's go fishing with social services and your kids. That's... No, but I mean, I think that I'm responsible, but... From my wife's standpoint, I'm completely irresponsible when I have my kids outdoors. I've got them too close to the river. Somebody's going to get a hook in their ear and their eye and their nose. And so it's, and my wife's probably nodding her head. It's not relaxing. It's not relaxing to take a wife fishing at all for me. Does your wife, like with you and Emma, is she like telling you, Mike, you need to do this?
Nope. But she wants, and this is fine. She doesn't like to touch the fish or bait the hook.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I do that. But no, she likes to sit and she'll bring a book along. Like at Devil's Lake, we were bobber fishing.
Yeah.
And so she had a book along, and then it was a gorgeous day and we're out of the wind. And so we had some snacks and some waters and some pops along, and then we just sat and we just talked and
nice.
Got a little bit slow.
Wow.
She cracked the book and was getting a suntan and
Cool.
Doing all that stuff, putting on the sunscreen.
That's the way it's supposed to be, huh?
It was fine. It was good.
Who does your daughter take after in terms of fishing? Is your daughter like intense like dad when it comes
no.
to fishing that she wants to catch fish? Does she go fishing?
Well, she wants to catch fish, yeah, but she's not intense about it. She's to Emma, it is more of the experience, and she likes to bring a friend along.
Cool.
You know, I mean, if Michelle's not going to go, Emma will say, can I bring Lydia or Calvin or somebody along fishing just so I can have some? Sure, absolutely. So they'll usually make it a, you know, 3-4 hour fishing trip at the most. If we're catching fish, we'll stay as long as they want to stay. I always leave it up to the kids.
Yep.
You know, if we go out there and after 1 hour they say, man, let's get out of here. I don't say, no,
right.
We are going to grind until we catch 12 walleyes. Now sit down and fish.
And people do that.
I know they do. And I say, you know what? Okay, let's go. But one of the best days I had was I took Emma and her friend Valerie fishing on Lake Lizzie. Because the crappies were biting. This was in July, probably. And we caught a few fish, and then a thunderstorm was coming in.
Mm.
I could hear it and see it coming. I said, you know what, girls? Let's go. Let's take off. We'll go get a bite to eat. Okay. So we pick up the boat. We go into the Cornfield Cafe there at Dunn Villa.
Yep.
We have a cheeseburger and a piece of pie and things like that. And then in the meantime, the thunderstorm had gone past, and everything had cleared off. So I said, all right, let's go. And so they said, well, where are we going? I said, well, we're going home. Well, why? I said, well, what do you want to do? Let's go fishing. Let's go back fishing. Oh, okay. So
bingo.
We went back fishing and fished for a few more hours and caught some more fish and had a great time. So
see, with me, it would have been my fault that the thunderstorm came. And, it would have been my fault. I would have ruined the entire outing because of the thunderstorm. And I should have known that there was going to be a thunderstorm rolling and every safety violation in the history of the outdoors would have been violated. By me.
I'm lucky because Emma is a kid who, she likes adventures. You know, and I've tried as a dad to make things into adventures. You know, okay, we're going. And so, again, another different time we went fishing on Trowbridge Lake or Leak Lake out around the Virgus, Detroit Lakes area. And there's an old school resort on that lake with the old, like a malt shop and a hamburger, you know, flat top to fry burgers and cook pizzas. And so I said, hey, let's go check out this place over here, knowing that they had milkshakes and it was just a cool little bait shop and just old, totally walking back in the 1950s. And so we docked the boat and walked up in there and it was just, this place is cool. And just making it into a day, making it into an adventure and not putting the emphasis on we need to catch X number of fish to have a good day.
Right. And you're right. I think if dads or spouses or parents are listening, is that we're not trying to say that you just fold up the tent and just do whatever your kids want to do. I mean, you've got to do it within some boundaries, but I try to make it, again, what my kids want to do, how long they want to do it. I mean, if you're in the wintertime, if you're ice fishing and the kids' fingers and toes are frozen, that's not the time to say we've got 2 more hours to, you know, we're going to sit out here until we catch that limit. I am totally into the entirety of the experience of chocolate milk, hamburgers, French fries. The more we eat, the better. And my son is like, and I'll give the example of one of the first fishing trips we had this spring because fishing in North Dakota doesn't close. And it was sometime early ice out. We were going up to Brewer Lake up near Page. Mm-hmm. It was cold and it was kind of rainy, but we were going to go fishing. And I knew the fishing pier was out up there. And I said, hey, what do you say? It's cold. It's raining. What do you say we swing into Rosie's Cafe and grab some chocolate milk and a hamburger? No, let's go fishing. I'm like,
dang it.
Here I'm thinking I was going to have a hot cup of coffee. I was going to get out of the rain. And, you know, and that's when I'm, you know, and the fish aren't biting and it's windy. I'm like, so you ready to go yet? No, I was going to go. And I'm like, oh, well, and you just, like you said.
You just ride it out.
You ride it out because you want them to have, at the end of the day, no matter if they caught fish or didn't catch fish, have a smile on their face.
Exactly. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, our guest on the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show, as he usually is. He's also part of the Tom Wynn and Friends Show in the mornings on KFGO. Speaking of fishing and free fishing, let's talk about that in our next segment. We'll talk about a free fishing weekend coming up. And it's that time of the year, June now, where the little pheasants are starting to be running around the fields and the ditches and everything else. We'll talk with Doug Lear about that as well right here on KFGO. It's a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes